This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Friday?
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of an easier tone. You know, it's interesting in that on Thursday, we broke the trend of lower closes. I mean, we had seven lower closes in a row for both July corn and July beans. Most of your contracts on both really struggled. You come in here on Thursday, actually, and you know, you close over 20 cents higher on beans. Corn was 12 and three quarters higher on your front month, July. I mean, really good day there on Thursday, but it looks like you're going to have maybe a little bit of giving back tone as far as the start goes here on Friday. A few things going on in the market. You know, essentially, there's a lot of talk yesterday, first of all, about the market being oversold, of course. Anytime you go down 7 days in a row, you're going to get a bit oversold. The other thing, you know, is this income tax proposal as far as an increase down in Brazil of about 20%. A lot of folks feel like that could really change the trends of how the Brazilian grower, makes their sales as far as their sales habits go. Moving forward. Of course, that's not passed yet, but it certainly was a topic of discussion.
So, Matt, what were those details of that discussion? What would that mean for Brazilian growers?
Well, essentially, you know, if you're going to raise income taxes 20%, you know, maybe they're going to push back sales a little bit more than what they have in the past, you know. And so, you know, it could definitely, they certainly have to think about inflation in that part of the world, more so in Argentina than Brazil, but certainly have to think about inflation more so in that part of the world than what we do here. A lot of times they'll hold on to their crops a little bit longer as a hedge against that inflation as far as their input costs go.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn down 4 1/4 at 447 3/4. July soybeans down 12 1/4 at 1187 3/4. July soybean meal down 440 at 358.40. July soybean oil down 60 cents at 43.75. On the Merc, June live cattle down 10 cents at 181.72. August feeder cattle down 37 cents at 252.47. July lean hogs down 60 cents at 92.37. July pork cutout unchanged at 105.35. Class 3 milk unchanged at 19.50. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.